You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from the Liberty dealership in Vermilion on 4215 Liberty Avenue is where we are, and free food is here. Arby's, all kinds of variety of Arby's sandwiches. We've got some Arby's sauces to give away as well if you want to stop by while the supplies are lasting here through 3 p.m. So come by and see us, get something to eat. You can enter to win an autographed football here. There are other giveaways that we're doing. And speaking of giveaways, in continuation with our fan appreciation of the Cleveland Browns, we are going to have a great Browns prize to give away shortly, a little after the top of the hour. We will do the same thing that we did yesterday in giving away an autographed Barkevious Mingo jersey yesterday. That was one. We're going to give away another great Browns prize with a certain number caller, and we'll figure that one out. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will tell us what that is. But you're going to just have to keep listening, and then we'll give you the word and tell you to dial up our contest line at that time. We'll give you all the information, and then you can dial in and win that prize. Nathan Zagura is at the studio in Berea at the Dog Bowl.
That's right.
We are welcoming your barks from the pound, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. That never gets old. I think she is still on the line, if it's he or she. Jan in Worcester. Jan. Hello, Jan.
It's the guy. Hey, guys.
Guy.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Well, you know, Nate, I was just sitting here, and it came up, this idea of your name. I'm kind of a word guy, and I've never called in a show before, but by the way, you guys have an excellent show. Really enjoy the chemistry between
you
two. It's very well done, and I really enjoy watching it, and I've learned a lot. But I came up with this, and Dave, who answered the phone, I said, how about the Gregarious Z-A-G?
The Gregarious.
The Gregarious.
I like that. All right,
you know, Jan. That's kind of your personality in a way, and you're kind of a numbers guy, and I really enjoy. I've learned from that, and that's kind of how I am, too, being a teacher. And this show has just been, you guys really rock, and I thought that really kind of sounded good. There were a couple others, like maybe inserting, if you want, Master before the Z-A-G, but I just thought that with the Notorious V-I-C and the Gregarious Z-A-G, it just, it really sounds good.
You put thought into that. I like that.
I appreciate
That's something we're putting that on the strong consideration list. Megan Rock is going to be.
It is.
Well, it's a lot. So it's got to pass the Megan test, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least she's going to consider it. I think her initial reaction doesn't sound very positive, but she is going to give it.
No, I like it. It's clever.
You get an A for effort.
A for effort for sure.
For sure. All right. But it's a tough test. You know, she's not an easy audience here. So it's got to go through the acid test. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And Lance in Cleveland is up next now. Hello, Lance. How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. How about John in Cali? Is John in California still on the line? John?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, John?
Good, good. I just wanted to comment on the offensive line last Sunday's game. I think they did they did a really good job as far as like the other games were going, you know. And I know Schwartz was having a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the season, and you know, is picking it up, and that right side of the line is picking it up. And without a great offensive line, then Jason Campbell wouldn't have the opportunity to throw those balls to Josh Gordon and make those balls to Jordan Cameron. And I just wanted to I have one word for the game, and that's aggressive. They were playing very, very aggressive, both sides of the ball. And I think North Turner and all the other coaches, they were playing really aggressive. So, and that's one thing that I like about Cleveland Browns football, and that's Browns football when I saw that game.
John, thank you from California weighing in, and good thoughts on the offensive line. It is a critical component, obviously, to anything they're going to do, and I think it'll be another area. Nathan was mentioning about, you know, using resources and assets to improve this football team. The line will be on that list
for sure.
We talk about going inside the locker room. That is something we do on this show, and we are going to do it as usual today. Our own Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com sitting down today with cornerback Buster Screen. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Buster, as you guys have started the preparations this morning in the team meetings, getting ready for the Chicago Bears, how's the preparations coming along so far?
Preparations are going well. I think we got a good scheme for them. Chicago's a good team, 7-6, two good receivers, so it's a big challenge for us on the back end.
Let's talk about these receivers. When you really dissect them on film, what are you seeing from these guys?
Big, strong guys, can run well. They make a lot of plays. They're both over 1,000 yards. So, like I said, big challenge coming up.
Let's talk about your preparation this week as you're gearing up to face either one of the receivers. What's your preparation like this week?
Just studying their tendencies, ways they run their routes, what they do at the top of their routes. Just a lot of things, and just how I can come out on top.
And how challenging is it preparing for two different quarterbacks, not knowing if it's going to be Josh McCown or Jay Cutler?
I mean, it's pretty challenging because they're both two different quarterbacks, but they do run the same system. So at the same time, I'm just going to watch when Cutler play, when other quarterback play, and just play the game.
And overall, how does it feel to go against the best of the best this coming weekend? Do you feel like this game would be a good measuring stick to see how far you progress this season?
Yeah, I feel like I've been having a good season so far. This is another chance for me to prove myself.
Thank you, Buster. Good luck to you this week.
Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Hey, Jameer, thank you very much. Buster Screen, thank you. And it is quite a challenge that he's getting ready for. I think competitors like Buster Screen, like Joe Hayden, like every member of that secondary relish a game like this, an opportunity to go up against the best and hold their own or not, depending on what happens. I think it's probably a little less important to them to kind of figure out who that quarterback is. To be honest with you, Nathan, they're not going to know much in the way of tendencies for either guy. It'll be a new challenge no matter who lines up. I think that's the least of the factors. I think for them it's all about, you know, knowing who you're going to be lined up against literally and matched up with in coverage.
Well, if everything is true coming out of Chicago, we're going to know tomorrow who the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears will be. And if Jay Cutler has a good workout today, it is looking like it will, in fact, be Jay Cutler. So this is a great test for Buster Screen. It's also going to be a little bit tougher. There's not so much recent tape on Jay Cutler in this offense with McCown playing as well as he has the last few weeks as Cutler comes back from an injury. But this is going to be a great test for this defense, and it's a defense that, you know, has been somewhat maligned, especially as a pass defense. Like I said, they've given up multiple passing touchdowns in 8 straight games after giving up just 2 total touchdowns in the first 5 games this season. They need to find a way to stop this team and keep them out of the offense, out of the end zone from throwing the football. And it's going to be very interesting to see who they decide to put on Alshon Jeffrey, who they decide to put on Brandon Marshall, and how that ends up affecting the outcome of this game.
All right, coming up, and we've promised you, and we continue to do this, is our famous Browns contests that are giving away some top-shelf Browns prizes. And we've got a top-shelf Browns prize that we will be giving away in a little bit. It'll be our contest line number. Don't call it now, but I'll tell you what the number is. It's 216-583-9567. Don't dial it now because I didn't tell you what caller.
Oh, sure enough, Vic, sure enough.
It's lighting up.
Of course it is.
Because they're the veterans. They say, well, no, we're getting our practice in, and then we'll just keep dialing and redialing. But that's all right. I put it out there. They know. They're trained listeners. But we got something very cool to give away, and we will be doing that shortly. I am broadcasting, by the way, from Liberty Ford in Vermilion. Come on out and see us here. We got free Arby's food. We've got some giveaways and such. Beautiful Christmas tree, by the way, in the middle of the showroom. Loving that as I'm sitting across from that. My partner, Nathan Zagura, is in the Dog Bowl in Berea. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you from Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Just hold on.